Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Dan Gilbert's footprint growing larger now in downtown Detroit as he lands a plum tenant at the Hudson's Building. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live with more. Charlie.
Well, good morning, Jackie. That's right. It is official. General Motors is the headquarters out of the Rensen and into the new Hudson's Building. And the move will take about a year to do, but GM signed a 15-year lease for the new modern top two floors of the newly being built Hudson's Building. Now, GM owns the Rensen, however, and many, like Mike Taylor from Warren, he remembers the Rensen and then wonders what will be next.
Yeah, I love the Rensen, man. I used to skip school and go down there all the time, man.
What should happen to it now?
Who knows, man? Maybe they can do something positive with it.
Yeah. Who should buy it? Another auto company?
Stellantis should buy it.
All right, maybe. GM is getting a renovated Hudson's Building. Ford is getting a renovated train station. So maybe Mike's right. Why would Stellantis get a renovated Rensen? You never know. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, as General Motors moves to a new headquarters on Woodward Avenue, it could also be a rebirth for the Renaissance Center.
As GM prepares to move to Hudson's Detroit after nearly three decades at the Rensen, CEO Mary Barra says they're not abandoning their old home.
We'll explore new ideas for the complex, including the possibilities for commercial or residential or mixed use.
Barra says GM will work with Bedrock to come up with ideas. There remain many other tenants in the Rensen. GM spent $1 billion to renovate it. That includes a new entrance, a new winter garden, and a new riverfront plaza. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
With several streets in downtown Detroit blocked off because of the NFL draft, which is now just 9 days away, Wayne County's Third Circuit Court has had to make some changes. The court, located inside the Coleman A. Young Municipal Center, which is located on Jefferson Avenue, one of the streets that is now closed to traffic, that has led the court now to hold services remotely all next week. The Frank Murphy Hall of Justice, the Lincoln Hall of Justice, and the Penobscot Building will be open as normal.
Trouble for former U of M quarterback Denard Robinson, who has been serving as assistant director of player personnel for the team. Early Monday morning, Robinson was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated following a crash near East Eisenhower Parkway in Ann Arbor. The team has suspended him indefinitely.
Authorities in Macomb County are making a big series of arrests related to missing child support payments. The sheriff's department last week made 25 arrests of parents who had outstanding bench warrants for not paying child support or for missing child support court hearings. Overall, the amount owed by those arrested totaled $1.2 million. Sheriff Anthony Wickersham says the enforcement of child support is a serious issue in Macomb County, and the goal of the sweeps is to make life better for children by getting them the money they need to grow up happy and healthy.
Warren police have released body cam footage of an officer involved shooting.
Happening on Garber Street, Warren police say an 18-year-old man was shot and killed this past Friday while police responded to a domestic disturbance call.
Okay, does anybody need an ambulance in the home?
Audio from the 911 says the suspect was assaulting family members and hadn't slept in 4 days.
He's beating my sister. Assaulting my sister.
Body cam footage shows the suspect run after officers with a handgun.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
He was shot by a Warren police officer. One family friend had this to say.
It's very heartbreaking. End of the day, we lost a young family member, community member, and the parents and sibling lost their brothers and, you know, their child.
Police say the man's family had no idea he owned a gun and may have been dealing with a mental health crisis. Nobody else was injured. Darylyn Horn, WWJ News Radio 950.
Chris Villar bouncing off the walls after last night's game. The Red Wings, Red Wing Mania at LCA last night.
I haven't seen you this excited about a game ever.
Well, it sounded like Ken Cowell. I don't know what noise that made. He made during that game tying goal. The ooh, it was a base. I love
you
Ken
want me to play
so
again?
Much.
Here, I'll play.
Yeah,
here, I'll play.
I need
here you
to
go. Here
more
you go.
Of it in my life.
Yes. Lucas Raymond ties it up.
That's what everybody sounded like during that, by the way. You know, the crowd at the LCA got a lot of love last night after an incredible rally by the Wings, and they really deserved it. Pure, raw emotion as the team had their backs against the wall. They fought all the way back from a three-goal hole, and they forced overtime against Montreal and won it in that extra period. Now, every single goal, especially late, just an explosion of joy, high fives, and the belief that maybe Detroit's long up-and-down year won't be coming to an end quite yet. We got a couple of octopus carcasses on the ice. I think that's what truly sparked the crowd in the third period, but what a fun experience for a very hungry fan base that hasn't seen the playoffs since 2016. Now, the opportunity still exists. The Wings have to get at least a point tonight. Two would be much, much better, but they don't have control over the other part. They must have a Washington loss in their game against the Flyers. They just beat Boston last night, and if everything comes together, maybe, just maybe, we'll finally see the Wings play beyond 82 for the first time in 8 years. Don't hold your breath, but maybe some magic will be left over from last night. Chris Villar, WWJ News Radio 950.
How could they beat Boston?
1-0, Jackie. And the entire arena at LCA was watching that 1-0 score. And they say, how on earth is it 1-0? What the Bruins wanted to win that game, too. It blew my mind.
I'm mad. I'm angry with them now.
What are they doing?
I know.
Right. The one time we needed you, Boston.
I know, exactly.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.